Good morning. Today's class is Lunishmat Yerkun Dino Gdayas, Success Yun Shmay Vilasheva Rabak Gadiel Vilasheva, Emir Vilasheva Shefa Vilasheva Reinama Gabatova Basha, and Gadiel Vilasheva. Please share and rate the podcast. All these podcasts is chut of Kol Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, that we should all have world peace, and we should have peace between us, and the hostages and the soldiers should be have the strength to win the battle. God willing, February 28th, we're going to be in a Mexico City, and we're planning on an April event in New York, the same 2 days, not in New York, in L.A. So excited for that. All right, we got a great, great concept today. We're going to talk about Lesson 25 in the Likutei Maharan, second half, and Rav Kook's new book that has not come out yet by Rabbi Svi Hertz, Rabbi Svi Aryeh Zev Schwartz, but his first book is out, which is the Spiritual Revolution of Rav Kook. This is a tremendous, tremendous book. And the second one is just as good, but it's not available yet. So he says something very, very deep, very deep. And he says, the deeper a person is, the more they need to search inside of themselves. Listen to this. The deeper the person is, the more they need to search inside of themselves. One needs to spend a lot of time alone doing his bodhidut, that's what he's saying here, elevating one's thoughts, deepening one's opinions, and freeing one's mind. So you could see on a collective consciousness what the world is going through. Not only there's an individual consciousness, but there's a collective consciousness. The collective consciousness today, after October 7th, is extremely heavy. There's a heaviness in the air. And the heaviness doesn't go away on its own. You could do 25 Wim Hofs. You could stay in the cold bath you could stay in the cold bath 7 minutes, cold plunge. Yes, all that does is put a bandage on a bullet wound. Do you understand? But there's real massive pain out there. There's real massive pain on the individual and collective level. There's real pain. According to Rav Kook, each person's soul, listen to this, is filled with endless steps and wisdom. There's a hidden treasure buried inside of every single individual. Nonetheless, due to the loud and fast-paced nature of our lives, by the way, he said this in, 1924, 1930. Imagine now. A person is often distracted from their soul and finds it difficult to hear the inner voice of wisdom and guidance. You need to hear that line very clearly. The voice, the answer is inside of you. The answer for everything is inside of us. But we are looking in the wrong place. We should, instead of looking for, we have a lot of questions and we're trying to find answers for questions, like I've said this many times. And what you really need to do is get rid of the fear behind the question and then the answers pop up. So his bodhidut is really, really, it's like a guy who works out. Imagine a bodybuilder not lifting weights for 3 or 4 days. That'll be a look like a kangaroo bouncing on the walls. He needs it. It's part of him. So what happens with us? We don't do. We stop praying 3 or 4 days. Next thing you know, this one calls me. That one. That one calls me. My wife is no good. This is no. We would flip out. We flip out because we cannot handle this negativity and this confusion. So the most important thing is, if you hear what he's saying here. Rav Kook says that a person must spend time doing his bodhidut, which merely needs to cause oneself to be alone in solitude. This alone time helps him get in contact with his soul. That means you have a GPS, a soul. You have to get in contact. You have to align with it. Reconnect to God and become realigned with the inner voice that is often ignored and forgotten. AKA, pain, pain, go away. Pain, pain, go away. No, 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 no. Pain, pain, grow. So this is where society has been. There's a mental health crisis. There's no question. Today, you don't have to. It's not a question, what's on the resume of these girls. What's the resume? Ask them what their mental health looks like. Forget the resume. The resume is worthless right now. There's no mental health. Are you resilient? Are you a person's resilient? Can he handle obstacles? Can he handle challenges? What is his coping systems? Not enough, a resume. Take a resume. People come with me all day long with resumes. Resumes is wonderful. You went to Harvard. You went to this. What does it mean today? It means nothing if you can't handle, if your mindset is not the right way. If you don't have the right mindset. To clear, Rav Kook says that the ultimate goal, listen to this, is not to run away from society, but to rather to recharge oneself and thereby enable oneself to come to society with more clarity and renewed strength. Very deep concepts. Sounds so simple, but yes, most of us, I'm avoiding another relationship. I had a bad relationship, I'm avoiding another relationship. I'm avoiding work, I'm avoiding the, no, what are you talking about? You're supposed to go do Hizbodudud. And then come back stronger than before. That's the question. You're supposed to come back stronger than before. Reb Nachman says in lesson 25, and I had a very good session today because I said it's non-negotiable today. It's just, it was too many, two, three days of not doing it. For me, it's chaos. It's chaos. Why? Because God gives me the ability to develop wisdom. So if I'm sitting there, you know, with potential to develop wisdom, and I'm playing video games, or I'm, you know, watching football, or I'm doing, you know, things, what happens? Chaos comes. Do you understand? We're absorbing negativity. So if you're a deep person and you're doing shallow things, you are going to have a mental health crisis. Period. That's period. I tell these people in recovery all the time, you guys are deep people, but you're doing very shallow things. You're listening to very shallow music. It affects you. So all of us, when we are not going deep enough in our essence, this is what happens. We become mishuga. We become completely mishuga. And we think, the solution is marijuana. The solution is this. No, it's not. Emunah is the solution for mishuga. Not the marijuana. Marijuana will make you more mishuga. So this is, again, you need to understand these are very... And I heard a great line the other day that says, failure is not a person, it's an event. Failure is an event, not a person. But without doing Hizbodudud, anything that happens, you absorb everything. And this is extremely important. So again, the whole purpose of it, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. That's why the hardest thing is, you just have to do it and just talk it out. Talk it out and you'll see what happens. You know, talking Hizbodudud is just talking it out, being alone. Don't focus on what am I going to get, how am I going to feel, am I going to connect, am I not going to connect, am I saying it right? Just talk it out and acknowledge your Creator, and that itself will open you up. I walk out of, when I come out of good sessions, it's like, whoa, what happened to me? Where the hell was I? What was I thinking about before? You're detached from the situation. The deeper the person is, the more one needs to search inside oneself. So if you're a deep person and you're not doing this, you're going to have chaos. You know, imagine if LeBron James, Lahavdil, was playing NBA K2 instead of physically NBA, physically basketball. Imagine he was playing video games basketball. Do you understand? He's not supposed to be in the video game. He is the player. So when we are not in the game, we are watching the game. And this is again, once there's a crisis with oneself, there's a crisis in relationships. Nothing new to tell you. If you don't have a good relationship with yourself, there's no question you're going to have a crisis in your relationship. You're not going to know who to marry, who to be with. Because there's a lack of guidance. Do you understand? There's a lack of guidance. That's why I was able to get married in 30, 45 days. That's it. Because I knew exactly, I did as Baldu. I knew exactly what I needed. I knew exactly what I wanted. Here we go. That's it. Prepared the vessel. The person came. But that's the problem today. We are not going deep inside of ourselves. And that's where you have to, non-negotiable, specifically what's going on today. You have to, if you are not spending time by yourself and checking out with all this going on today and the heaviness, the accumulation of heaviness that's happening, you will lose your mind. You will lose your mind. And no medication is going to help you. Nothing's going to help you if you have to go deep inside yourself. The deeper the person is, the more he has to search. The person's understanding oneself is hidden due to the great depth of his soul. Once one person needs to spend a lot of time elevating one's thoughts, deepening one's opinions, and freeing one's mind. You know what the Gemara says? A fool vents. A fool, all the fool does is vent. If you're venting, because you're not venting the right proper way. You're just your emotions. And that's why today, this is why it's so hard to do. It's so hard to do. Number one, we have ADHD, ADAD, ADHD on steroids. Because again, this is, who created this? Paro. What did Paro want to do? Make everybody busy. Just make everybody busy all day long. Why? Because if they can think about them getting out, they'll get out. So it wasn't about the work. It was about being busy with nothingness. So you have to, you might have to give up some sleep. You have to create a time in your life where this is a non-negotiable. It's a non-negotiable time. It's non-negotiable. My non-negotiable is 4:30 in the morning. Your non-negotiable could be at 8 o'clock at night, or 9 o'clock at night, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Take a break. Do what you have to do, but get it done. Because otherwise, you cannot go deep. And if you can't go deep, you won't be fulfilled. And if you won't be fulfilled, that's where all the nonsense happens in this world. But it's very clear. Today, I'm going to tell you a line. It's our expectations are out. We have much higher expectations than effort. Our expectations are way higher than our effort. That means everybody wants a raise and they're not outdoing their paycheck. It's like working in a company 10 days, I want a raise. For what? What did you do? You showed up to work? But it's not so funny anymore, to tell you the truth. The reality is if you put the work in his bodhidut, you talk to God, you will get the clarity. If not, don't expect clarity. Where is the clarity going to come from? Who's going to give you clarity? It's inside of you. It's a purposely made that you should have problems in life, so you should look inside and discover this. And that's why, through his bodhidut, Reb Nachman says, it's greater than everything. It frees your mind. Look what it says. It deepens your opinion. It elevates your thoughts. That word is very important to understand. You know, what does a cow do all day long? It rummages. What does it do? Takes a cud, chews it again, takes it again, and takes it again, right? You see a cow? All they do is take the same thought over and over again. That's what a cow does. If we don't elevate our thoughts, it means God gives you a thought, and he gives you a situation in your life. You have to go elevate that situation. You have to elevate that thought. You have to elevate that situation. When you elevate that situation to wisdom, you no longer rummage like a cow. Otherwise, you become a cow. And rummage and rummage and rummage over and over again. That's because you're not elevating the thought. Through his bodhidut, God gives you awareness, because his bodhidut is you're going into surrender. You're going into the light of surrender. That's what his bodhidut is. You're going to the light of Ein Sof, which you can see from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. That's what his bodhidut does. You can connect to Bittul. That's why it has to be by yourself. Bittul means nullification. You're nullifying yourself to the Creator to the point that if you really, really connect, he just speaks through you. He speaks through you and he basically hijacks you. He hijacks you. He takes over you and he gives you all kinds of words, things to pray for and everything. So sometimes, today I was praying and I didn't even know where I was because I was hijacked. That's great, because that means that's Ruach HaKodesh. But that's the point where we have to get to a place of connection. But it's not about the whether I did it right or whether or not. You get rewarded for the effort. So you can't blame effort on anybody. Effort is something that we have to do. We have to do this. And that's why you deepen your thoughts, number one, right? What does deepening one thoughts mean practically? You'll start understanding that all the negative people in your life, you'll start praying for them. That all they have inside of them, they're wonderful people, but there's a very bad clip outside of it. And you look at people differently. You look at people differently when you do this, versus judge them immediately, like what's happening today. You will remove the judgment and you will come to an understanding and patience. Who does that? God does that. So you'll become, basically, you'll mimic your Creator. And when you become that and you start mimicking your Creator, it's a very, very special thing. And also, our soul will eventually reveal itself. Okay, that's another great concept. See, Rav Kook's language is incredible. It's just a different world. He says he said his thoughts are so deep that his paper cannot handle it. I can't write them down. It's not going to do. But he went very, 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 very deep, Rav Kook. He went very, very deep. Of course, we said before that he said he was a reincarnation of Rav Nachman. Just in a modern, his teachings are very, very modern for the language of this generation. But if you think about yourself, your soul being revealed to you, the revelation of your soul. That means when you have hidden potential in your life, right? That potential, that happened to me, by the way. Until my life crashed is when I started doing his bodhidut. Once I started his bodhidut, my potential came out. Otherwise, I would never give classes. That's exactly what happened to me. So the reason why you have pain is to reveal the depths of who you really are. It's not to failure is an event, not a person. Okay? Once I'm saying I'm the failure, then that's it. That you lost it all because you can't even find the good points in yourself. But this is where experience, you have to deepen your opinion, you have to elevate your thoughts, and everything has to be, we shouldn't be bothered by a thought. We should look to elevate the thought, which that's called mindfulness. Instead of being bothered by every thought, I'm bothered by that I can't talk. I'm bothered. I need to check out. You can't get anywhere if you know. So imagine playing tennis with somebody, and all of a sudden you serve, and next you check your phone. What happens? You're gonna get smacked right in the face with the ball. The other day I was at the gym. I saw somebody not paying attention. What happened? They ran off the treadmill. That's what happens. They ran off the treadmill. You don't pay attention, you're gonna run off the treadmill. That's what happens in life. The Yetzer Hara is a treadmill. If you're not paying attention, but God's giving you thoughts. He's giving you these thoughts so you can elevate them. But today we have zero idea how to deal with these thoughts. So I don't want to hear them. I don't want to deal with them. Suppress them, or find me somebody else that doesn't give me these thoughts. You're always gonna get the same lesson in life until we pass it. There are moments that when a person feels one's soul has entered into inner depths, such a person is deeply focused on one's essence. Listen to this line. When you get into depthness, when you start going into deep work, the external world has no effect on you. Or its people have no effect on you. That means you could care less. You can care less what people say. You can care less about your approval. You can care less if they like you, they don't like you. They vote for you, they don't vote for you. That is the key. When you know yourself, you don't care who. You like me, wonderful. But you're not dependent upon the world. But the opposite is true. When you don't know yourself, then you are dependent upon what the world sees about you. This person who does this is attached to his bodhidut. Person who does this bodhidut, his anxiety will go away. Why his anxiety will go away? Because most anxiety is a lot to do with the exterior of the world. What do people think about me? What are they saying about me? You could not care less. You could not care less because you know who you are. But again, this requires a set time to do it. You need to boded, alone, a location, a time, a place, and where you check out. That's it. This is non-negotiable. Pretend you are 355 pounds and you need to work out. Otherwise, you're going to get a cardiac arrest. That is non-negotiable. You're working out. You have to create an urgency in this situation. And it's not done through a book. It's done through talking to God. Because otherwise, even when people have problems and they don't have this as bodhidut concept, they don't talk to God about this, how are you revealing the issue? How are you revealing what the essence of the problem is? So the classes will give you the direction, but then you need to put the work. The classes give you the direction, they give you the jump start, they jump start the car, but then you need to go do the work. Then you need to go do the work. And most of my one-liners, my quotes, all of them come in his bodhidut. They all come to me in a state of quietness. But again, it has to be a set time and a set place. And the more you do it in a set time and a set place, the better results you will get. Because what you're creating is you're creating flow. And even if you have nothing to say, Rabbi Nachman says, you should pray about that. I have nothing to say. Even if you have to stand there and do nothing, and just sit and do nothing, it's also great, Rabbi Nachman says, because you're separating yourself from this world. And this is exactly what your Creator wants you to do, is to check in. Not check out, like people do. Check in. Today, I'm checked out. How many times did you hear that? I'm checked out. Everybody wants PTO days, you understand? Paid time leave. They want to check out and get paid for it. No, no, no. You need to check in. If another, listen to this. This is why you shouldn't be concerned, he's saying here, that you shouldn't be concerned if people say, oh, he's not social enough, he spends a lot of time by himself, he's not hanging out a lot. It's okay. You don't have to hang out all the time. You're not in high school anymore. You have to be able to do this. And the most important thing is he's saying this is because of society needs it. Because what happens is if you cannot reveal your inner point in your life, you cannot make anybody better. And if you cannot make any better, you're going to make people worse. It just works like that. Period. If you are not making people better, you are automatically making people worse. Because what happens if I don't work on myself? What happens if a guy who's really overweight doesn't take care of himself? He's going to say, all these skinny people, they're anorexic, all they care about the this and this. The food, they'll just be haters. They'll be haters. But if you work on yourself, you'll be a lover. And you'll make people better. So this is why it's so important for society. I don't need to tell you anything else about October 7th. But how important is that we should have unity? But if people are not on the same page, they're not looking at the big picture, they're not seeing the bigger issue, then how could you have unity? Where's the unity? Even after this disaster, there's still people protesting and all that. It's incredible. It's just an incredible concept. Because there's no doubt. There's no doubt. There's no inner work. There's no inner work. And the worst thing is that I say, is having single events with no doubt, with no Torah, with no doubt. What's that going to help? You need a different mindset. You need a different mindset. And this is where he's saying here, Rabbi Cook says, the Yetzer Hara will do anything possible to make sure you don't do it. Whatever excuse in the world, even if you're religious, you know what he'll tell you? He says, he'll tell you, you're not studying Torah enough. How can I do his bodidu? You're not studying Torah enough. That's a Yetzer Hara. But what is the one for us today? I have no time. I have no time. That's the issue. I have no time. I can't. I'm tired. I have no time. That's exactly why you're tired. It's because you're holding all of this stuff in. And I'm just telling you for myself that in me, it's not even an option. If I don't do it for 2-3 days, I don't know what happened to me. It's not even an option. That's how much pressure I feel. And that's how much energy I feel. I'm very sensitive. I'm a very deep person. I feel a lot. So when I feel negativity, if I don't get it out, it's a disaster. It's a disaster. So it's not even a question for me whether I have an option to do it or not. It's just, it's explosion. That's a, you know, very, very cheshvan energy of darkness. But that's why the Yetzer Hara will do anything possible to not make you do it. You don't have time. You don't know what to say. I don't have the attention, but that's the problem. Again, all of the answers. One who looks outside dreams. One who looks inside awakens. Carl Jung said that. Inside. You have to awaken the jewel inside of you. Awaken it. And that's why, you know, I heard a video the other day how Adele, she couldn't come up with a song for a while, right? She got into a little bit of a slump until apparently her boyfriend, you know, broke up with her. Then she wrote a song. Right away she hit the studio. And the song was like a, you know, top hit. Pain, pain. Pain, pain, grow away. But somehow she figured the broken heart, what a broken heart does, and how a broken heart can write a song. Otherwise you can't get to the studio. So this is why you have to really thank your creator for sending you all these headaches in your life and all these things. If you're handling the right way, you elevate them. If not, then you get what you get, and you don't be upset. Also, purifying another thing that his bodhidut does. So the first part of his bodhidut is gratitude, is being grateful, or just talking what's on your mind. Sometimes you're just going to go and you need to just talk and let it out because there's too much pressure. But the second part of it is very, very important, which is actually called mishpat. Mishpat, this is actually the parsha of the week, mishpatim. Mishpatim means law. Mishpatim means justice. So God loves Israel, but he also loves justice. That means pretty much you have the ability today, this is why there's a pasuk that says, Teshuvah was created in absence of punishment. Teshuvah cancels punishment. The minute you work on yourself, there's no need for the other side to harm you. So it's extremely important checking in all the time. That's what Rabbi Rush speaks about, that Rabbi Nachman speaks about that. He says, because when we judge ourselves, we cannot get judged above. There's no double jeopardy. There's no double jeopardy. If I say, creator of the world, I am not the best. I can't pay attention when I pray. I have anger inside of me, Hashem. Please help me. First of all, we have to acknowledge the fact in life that you cannot be helped unless your creator helps you, period. That's called humility. Humility means I cannot be helped if I'm not asking my creator for help for it. So mishpat means you're judging yourself below. If you judge yourself below, they don't need to judge you on high. So part of his bodhidut is doing really accounting. I could do this better. I could do that better. I could do that better. Working on the stuff that you'd really need to work on. When you do that, they can't judge you above. So there's no punishment. Do you understand? Punishment only comes because of arrogance. That we don't work on ourselves. We got it in the bag. What do I need to check in? And that's the problem. So it's not... imagine if you're reading, God, I could become a better husband. I could become more loving to my wife. I could become more humble. God, he doesn't need to blitz you on third and fourth down to tell you, hey, you're a crappy husband. He doesn't need to tell you. Or imagine if you're praying, God, please, I need concentration at work. I need concentration at this. He doesn't need your boss to tell you, hey, you know, you're dropping the ball every minute. So, but when you don't do it, what happens? The outside world does its thing. So we have the ability to keep the judgment in city court, not in state court, not federal court. Once you get to federal court, you're in a whole different ballgame, my friend. That's the first thing they ask a person. What court is it in? Federal or state? State? Okay, you're good. You'll be okay. Federal? Holy, you know what? Federal court is a big problem. Why is federal court? It's because things got out of hand. Little mosquitoes became big problems. Once we get to the federal court status, Lahavdil, I'm giving you an analogy, that means it went to the other side already has a judgment on you. The other side has a judgment. So what does it mean the other side has a judgment? That means they're allowed to create din for the person. Now, even if that happens, let's say the din comes, there's a big deal, two things you could do to sweeten it. Number one, charity, very good. Tzedakah, charity. Charity is like the fee paid to the judge. Sometimes you could save a lot of money on attorney's fees if you gave more charity, by the way. Believe me. And the second thing you could do is accept it with joy. That means how it works in heaven is they give you 10 cents on the dollar. They give you a deal 10 cents on the dollar. And they ask you, do you want it? Me? 10 cents on the dollar? I deserve nothing. Oh, you don't want to take the 10 cents on the dollar deal? No problem. Now you'll pay 100 cents on the dollar. So your attitude towards din is a big deal. We know that we all think we know everything, correct? So this is why we get upset every single time there's an issue. But, you know, some guy ran into my facility, broke a fence, a tree, and all that. You know, maybe a mango landed on his head. But thank God he didn't go into the building. So again, I could be pissed off. Oh my God, I got to go get there. Thank God. That's 10 cents on the dollar. Thank you, God. I'll take the 10 cents on the dollar. You understand? Would you rather slip in the banana peel or would you rather get smacked in the face? So we have to take the 10 cents on the dollar. So through his bodhidut, you will believe in God's kindness and you will say, whatever mishpat I got, I'll take the 10 cents on the dollar. But if you don't like the 10 cents on the dollar, you're going to pay 100 cents on the dollar. Because the world God works with through mishpat. And that's where, how do we know this analogy? We know this from the Parsha where the mold, the tzara, it went on to the what? It went on to the house. Oh, you didn't list, that's the possessions. Oh, you don't want it in the house? Then it went on to the clothing. And then it went on to the person. So we want to keep the judgment, even if you do, the best thing is to sweeten the judgment by itself, is to not get reminded. The second thing is, if you do, give charity. And the third, take the first deal in heaven. I'm your spiritual advisor to tell you, take the first deal in heaven. Don't, when din comes down, don't argue with it, don't feed it, jump high. When you do that, it cancels. It's a slap in the wrist. It's a slap in the wrist. I don't know if anybody saw that movie about the Bitcoin. I forgot the name of the movie. It shouldn't be on my podcast anyway. But may Hashem help us all. But again, the most important part of this area is to the, and the third part is to talk about what you want. And the third part of it is what they did. I visualize things. I visualize cheesecake parties. I pray for certain things. But the first two has to be, you have to start with gratitude. Start with gratitude, because without gratitude, you're talking to a stingy father. So you want to talk to an abundant father. You have to believe your Creator is abundant. He's got no limits. But if you believe he's stingy with you, you're not going to be grateful. So if you're not grateful, then you're just asking. You're like a dog. Huff, 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 huff. So it's extremely important that you don't go in there with a stingy mindset. You might be cheap, but your Creator is not cheap. It's just your vessel is very small. And that's not heaven's fault. So first part is gratitude. Be grateful for whatever you have. Be grateful. List things you're grateful for. Open up a little bit the heart in abundance. And the second is definitely the mishpat, is the judgment. What could you be better? What could you do better? How could you improve your spiritual? How could you improve your marriage? Believe me, we all have plenty of things to improve on. Why? Because we have an ego and we have a yetzahara that all day long is pulling you in the right directions. And the third thing, obviously, is to pray for whatever you need, whatever is going on in your life, whatever is happening in your life. Is there's a lack, and the lack is there for you to come closer to God. But ignoring this issue and just let days go by and days go by, yes, we do become nuts. I will be agree with you. You will do become nuts. Because if you don't have any self-awareness or even inner depthness, then we do shallow things. And shallow things don't bring results. Shallow things are just distractions. And you can see today, you know, how many you want to be a fan in the game, or you want to be in the player in the game? So beware of the distractions. I pre-commit. That means as soon as I get up, the shoes are there. Because any decision fatigue that you start thinking about not doing it, you won't do it. You almost have to create a, put your phone very far away from your bed. So you actually have to get up. Baruch Hashem, I have dogs. Thank God, I'm lucky. So they bark and they wake me up. My wife has dogs, but it's part of my family. But I have to go really far away, you know, really, really get up. Because if it's snooze, it's a good chance that you're not going to get up. So put yourself in conditions where you're not going to, you know, where you're going to have to be up anyway, you know. So anyway, but this is the most important thing. This is how, again, elevate thoughts, deepen your potential, deepen your wisdom. And most importantly is you'll get to the depthness that you really need. And once you have direction, once you have guidance, decisions come very easily. People ask me, how can you make decisions so quick and be so sure? Because I dig deep. But if I'm not digging deep, I'm a basket case with anxiety. I don't know who this one, what, maybe this one. I'm not playing yo-yo matches in my life, because I know the work is in the heart. You have to go deep in the heart. But once you don't do that, you have decision fatigue. And that's extremely exhausting. It's extremely exhausting not to know and have direction in life. So may Hashem help us all, that we should all get the right direction in life. And again, don't think because, oh, I don't keep Shabbat, how could I do it? I don't do this. That's not, nobody's talking to you about that. Right now, we're speaking about speaking alone to your Creator. Doesn't matter your level of observance. It's for everybody. That's why he's saying, do it in your own language. Do it. Rav Nachman used to do it in Yiddish. He didn't even do it in Hebrew. Why? Because he can express himself better. The language that you can express yourself better is the key. Not the language that you need to, you know, it's not a code that you need to, it's where can I express my heart and let things out and develop my wisdom better. Do whatever language you need to do, but most importantly, do it. Music helps. Music helps, because music kills the ego. It lets you let go a little bit, you know. So sometimes learning a little bit before helps also. But and sometimes it'll take you 7-8 minutes just to get going. And you have to sit there and be patient and not be bothered. You know, you have to be patient and not be bothered. There's many times with the 7 minutes, oh, I'm tired, blah, blah. No, I'm sick. You have to have the little Moroccan attitude. I'm here and I'm not apologizing. I'm not moving. Ramachan says you have to be stubborn also with that. Like the egg. The egg is humble, but yet at the same time, it's pointy. It's brazen. So you can say, God, I'm not moving here until I get connections with you. And you'll get it. Spirituality, heaven wants to give it to you more than you want to take it, believe it or not. But not to have a set time for this. You know, not to have a set time, not to even do it at all. You know, you're taking your potential and it's not going to go anywhere. It's just not going to get to the place where you want it to get to. Yes, you live nice, it's nice, but it's not. If you want to get the potential, you have to dig deep. And there's no shortcuts. And yes, there will be days that you'll sit there and do nothing. And there'll be days that you'll speak, and there'll be days that you have light, and there'll be days that you have nothing. And you have to, doesn't matter. You just sit and be patient.
How long?
I do it 45 minutes. 45 minutes.
How many hours?
Well, you could start 20 minutes. A person could start 20 minutes a day. But start. It doesn't matter. Believe me, if I looked at everybody's Instagram time, how long they spend? Hours! Okay? So you need to have discipline being uncomfortable. That means you have to sit there and talk. Now, there's another thing you could do. There's another prayer called the 50th Geba Rav Natan. That opens you up a little bit. But it's, remember, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. It doesn't matter sometimes what you say. It's the attempt to do it. And even the days that you're uncomfortable and you're saying, I couldn't connect. No, it was a test to see if you would stay or not. So I promise you, you cannot judge. Every day is different. Every hour is different. Every situation is different. This is not it's not a planned book. It's just you have to go in there and talk about the issues. Now, for right now, I've tweaked my Hizbodidut because I've talked a lot about Israel. So I've tweaked. A lot of the Hizbodidut has been on Israel. Because one who prays for others is considered like he's giving them charity. So it's a lot of it right now has been about Israel and about, you know, getting unity in the world and increasing consciousness and, you know, strengthening the soldiers and giving them good energy. So that is tweaked. You know, obviously, when you have October 7th, you know, the program's going to change. You know, everything's going to change. But everything's happening in your life. It's either your kids, it's either this, it's either show. There's always something, believe me, I promise you, to talk about it. If you're conscious. If you're unconscious, and if you're dealing with the substance, ask God to help you get rid of the substance. Because without getting rid of the substances, you can't feel or heal. So that's another problem. You're not going to get to the depth because I have to feel and feel the pain and go deep. Without going, drugs do not allow you to go deep into it. You have to go deep. So schedule a time. Sometimes I change my time to the forest. So there's a forest. I'll go for 20, 30 minutes in the forest. So find a place where you can just check out.
Where is there a forest?
I'll show it to you. Very close. But find a place where you can check out in your life so you can check in. So instead of checking out completely, no, we need to disconnect to reconnect. And again, if we are focusing on, oh my God, I have so many difficult people in my life. Oh my God, I have so many problems. It's just because you're not consciously looking in the right direction. You're looking way too much outside instead of looking more inside. And I hate to tell it to you, this is the most important thing you could do. It's not talked about enough. Only through Reb Nachman speaks about it. You know, Chabad speaks about his bonen, which is deep thinking. But today, I would say today's generation, with the amount of chaos and lack of self-development, you need speaking. People speak to therapists, they feel better. Bodedut, boded. That's why Rabbi Nachman's Torahs really are very popular now. In the past 20, 30 years. Before, they weren't as popular. as before. But now you could see everybody needs this. And this will get you to the place where you need to go to. So again, everybody should, non-negotiable, schedule it. And again, forget the results. There'll be times that you feel like you'll be on ayahuasca. I've had ayahuasca ceremonies in this Bodhidut without being on ayahuasca. You understand? And throwing up. Some days you just get those days that you just, you're in another world. And you should be able to know that, that you can connect to that energy. And the bigger the pain, the better the prayer is. I hate to tell it to you. So there's always something. Something always comes out of that. But that is, should be the number one thing you should work on. Not not exterior issues, interior issues. That's where all the work is. One who looks outside dreams. One who looks inside awakens. Have a great day.